I was headed up this way. And so let's talk a little bit about why are you here today?
Well, today I'm visiting Moose Lake, and I was also in Aitken, and I'll be going up to Sturgeon Lake in a little bit. And I'm interested in meeting with the emergency responders and the counties and the sheriffs and the mayors of these communities to understand how this huge rainstorm that we had a couple of nights ago, what damage has been done, and how the state can help recover. Seems like there's a fair amount of damage to roads, especially county roads and township roads in the area, and so we're taking a look at that. Luckily, the crests of the big rivers seem to be lower than we were fearing a couple of days ago, but I'm going to go out and have a chance to take a look and see how things look on the ground.
Okay, and what are some of the things that you've seen just by going to Aitken and just kind of being in the loop? Like, what are some of the things you've heard besides, I know you said roadways, but what are some of the other things you've seen and heard?
Well, so these counties have hundreds of miles of roads, and what I am seeing is that there are, in most places, it doesn't look like there's one big place where a huge amount of damage has been done, but more that the damage has been spread out over literally hundreds of roads around the area. And so we're trying to figure out what that all looks like. And also, I think in Moose Lake, we've seen some damage to parks and other public spaces, and we want to take a look at that and see how we can help get things cleaned up.
You know, I'm not from the area, so this is kind of new to me, but how often do you guys see this kind of damage? Is this something that, because I'm from Texas, and we kind of see this every so many years, but here, is this rare, or is this something that's kind of common every now and then?
Well, what we're seeing is these big weather events are happening more and more often. And where we just were in Aitken County, they were talking about rainfall that was up to 11 or 12 inches, which would be a 500-year rain event. And in other parts of the county, it was more like 6 or 7 inches, all in a 24-hour period, which is the equivalent of a 100-year storm. That's a lot of water to fall all at once in one place.
Some people are saying that this might be due to, like, global warming. What do you think might be the cause of this? Do you have any information on what might cause something like this?
Well, there's really no question that these big storms are happening more and more frequently, and that it is we have to be prepared for responding to them much more often than we used to when it just was, you know, happened every once in a while. And I think there's a lot of science that suggests that these big extremes in our weather are caused by our changing climate. You can see it all over the North Country in Minnesota.
Maybe get back to the meeting.
Okay, last question just to wrap it up. What is your response now? I know that you guys are still gathering data, but what kind of response are you guys planning on doing, you know, giving this information to a federal agency and trying to go from there? What's your thoughts?
Well, all of the local governments will gather together estimates of the cost of repairs to the infrastructure, the public infrastructure, the roads and bridges and parks. And what we are going to then do is we'll gather all that information together with our folks at the emergency response team and figure out whether it is at a level that is high enough to meet the hurdle for declaring a state disaster declaration. And that'll all happen all that calculating will happen in the coming weeks.
So state disaster declaration.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
And